George Beck and his sons, John and George Jr., moved to the Washington County area in 1807 and are counted among some of the first settlers of the region. George Beck Sr. is here to talk about himself and his lasting impression upon Washington County's historical landscape.
My sons and I crossed the Ohio River at the Falls of the Ohio on Christmas Day of 1807. I served as a major for the Patriot cause during the American fight for independence. So we were looking to settle on some of the open land that was promised to soldiers after the war. We originally settled near the South Fork of the Blue River, which is now in Pierce Township, but we moved the following year. In January of 1808, my sons and I were hunting in Section 2 of what is today Howard Township when we discovered a large spring emerging from a cave nestled among sycamore and maple trees. We decided that it would be judicious to live near such a water source, and within the year, we had resettled, moved the rest of our family to join us, and built a 15-foot by 15-foot mill upon the site. My mill first grounded corn on August of 1808, using just a water wheel and a turbine to propel the grinding stones. By the 1830s, my mill was outfitted with carding machines and wool pickers. Although my soul departed from this earth on August 16th of 1847, Beck's Mill saw the most business between 1864 and 1890, when its clients traveled from not only all over Washington County, but also from everywhere within about a 30-mile radius to use its facilities. During this time, the mill operated 24 hours a day, and people would sometimes have to wait up to 3 days for their corn to be grounded into cornmeal. During this time of booming business, the settlement of Beck's Hill rose up around the mill that my sons and I constructed. Although my mill can still be seen and visited today, thanks to preservation efforts made in the early 2000s, it is not the mill that my sons and I originally constructed on the site in 1808. We first expanded the mill between 1825 and 26, to a size of 20 feet by 20 feet, and in 1864, it was renovated to the two-story structure that you visit today. The mill was owned by my direct descendants until 2005, when my sixth-generation granddaughter, Joyce Anderson, and her husband decided to sell the property to the Friends of Beck's Mill organization for restoration.
Beck's Mill was in operation from its construction in 1808 until just over the century later in 1914. The introduction of more modern roller mills and increasing urbanization made urban mills such as Beck's Mill obsolete and transportation of goods more difficult, causing the end of Beck's Mill's operation. Although there were once 65 mills operating in Washington County, Beck's Mill is only one still standing and is one of only 20 such grist mills left in the entire state of Indiana. Of these 20 mills, Beck's Mill is the only mill that's maintained its original grindstone and turbine technology.